Hey, before we get started, we've got a question for you. How can we pray for you?
I love this question because we talk about a lot of serious things here on Family Life Today. And those details about our families, they often need our prayers. So can we pray for you? We're serious.
Yeah, so here's how you can let us know. Text FLT plus your prayer request to 80542 to let us know. And it would be our privilege to pray for you. That's text FLT plus your prayer request at 80542.
We want to pray for you.
The prophets are extending, they're offering hesed. Sure, they say that God's angry and you need to repent and come back. Absolutely. But the reason God is making the offer is he's a God of hesed. He's going to forgive you. All you got to do is turn around and come back. It's his hesed that leads us to redemption. You realize that he's full of hesed. He shows it to 1,000 generations. Who doesn't want to have a relationship with that God?
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Shelby Abbott, and your hosts are Dave and Ann Wilson. You can find us at familylifetoday.com.
This is Family Life Today. All right, this is an amazing day on Family Life Today because we're continuing this conversation we started yesterday with a man, Dave. Actually, he is one of your spiritual heroes.
Yeah, he's my buddy now, Mr. Yeah, Michael
he's
Card.
He's our friend.
We've been to his house. We've been to his church, which is really just about a mile from his house out in Franklin, Tennessee. And it was
epic.
It was epic to be able to spend time with Michael Card.
It was such a pleasure because we got to feel and see and hear his tender heart for the Lord.
Yeah, and I tell you what, he's got an amazing mind. This dude is sharp. I mean, he's a theologian. He's written over 400 plus songs. Think about that.
Yeah.
400 plus songs, a whole bunch of books. And one of those books is called Inexpressible, and it's on the topic of God's hesed love.
So we're going to start right there today with Michael explaining why that concept of love is so inexpressible and yet so vital to every human heart.
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Start anywhere you want. I mean, define it, explain it.
I think it has the largest range of meaning of any word in any language. I don't think there's any other word like hesed. In 6 different English translations, it's translated 169 different ways. Usually, it has an adjective in front of it. So it's not just love, it's covenant love or faithful love. In 1535, Miles Coverdale made up the word loving kindness. You know, we all know that word.
Sure.
Right.
That word was made up to try to translate hesed. But it's untranslatable. My translation is a sentence. I translate hesed, it's when the person from whom I have a right to expect nothing gives me everything. That's hesed. God defines himself to Moses in Exodus. He uses it twice. He says that he's full of hesed and that he shows hesed to 1,000 generations. There were 2 things that got me onto it. There was that passage. And I studied Hebrew. I don't ever remember us talking about it.
No.
Dr. Vinker, my Hebrew teacher, we never talked about hesed. So I saw that, I think it's Exodus 34. But then there are 2 Psalms, Psalm 13 and Psalm 69. The Psalms almost always do this, lament Psalms. They'll lament, 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 but you, O Lord, and then becomes praise.
Yeah.
Okay, they do that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, 13 and 69, it's hesed. The word hesed appears. And that's the transition. And in the book of Lamentations, same thing happened. Because of your hesed, we're not destroyed. It's something like that in Lamentations. And that's where the book of Lamentations turned around. And I saw that and I go, what is this word?
Had anyone been writing on that word at that point?
There wasn't anything popular.
Yeah,
there was a lot of, you know, really boring academic articles, basically.
So you started it.
Well, hopefully I popularized it somewhat.
Yeah.
But because it... You know, for me, as a follower of Jesus, Jesus quotes, I think, Hosea 6 twice, which has the word hesed. So we hear him say it twice. A lot of his parables are about hesed. But the cross is basically an act of hesed. I stand in front of the cross, and I say, I have no right to expect anything from you. I nailed you there. What do I get? A second chance? No, I get more chances, more second chances you can, you know, number. He gives, I have no right to expect anything from him, but he gives me everything. That's what's most exciting to me about hesed, is that it really is a category for understanding Jesus.
What does that look like personally for you?
You know, I don't know. You know, you think about it all. I mean, I have a tattoo. It's on my arm, which I'm not encouraging people to get tattoos. But
you put it on your arm for a reason.
Because I meditate on it all the time. And it really is kind of a doorway into the way he loves me and the love that he has for me. And when you start running it in scripture, there's all kinds of great examples of what hesed looks like. I've got a bunch of notes. In fact, can I read you a parable?
Please.
This is from the Talmud. Once as Rabbi Yohanan was walking out of Jerusalem, Rabbi Joshua following him, seeing the temple in ruins, this is 70 AD after the temple's been destroyed and it's still smoldering. Seeing the temple's in ruins, he cried, "Woe to us, this place is in ruins, the place where atonement was made for Israel's iniquities." And so in some versions of this, it says, we no longer have a means of atonement because the temple's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Rabbi Yohanan said to him, "My son, do not grieve, for we have another means of atonement, which is no less effective. What is it? It's deeds of hesed, about which the scripture says, I desire hesed and not sacrifice." Mm-hmm. See, that's Hosea 6:6. And I've got a couple of rabbinic stories. Put up with me. Let me read this one more.
Okay.
This comes from the Midrash, which is a commentary on the Talmud. There's a man who stood before the judge who would send him to heaven or hell. And this is a proper theology, right? You do understand. This is okay. This is a parable.
I love this. I read this in your book, and okay. This is really good.
You can choose, but first you can see them both, heaven or hell. A chariot of fire took him to a remote castle floating on a cloud, a great hall, banquet tables. People came in with a fork in their left hand and a spoon in their right hand, but their elbows would not bend. This is hell, okay, because they got all this banquet and they can't eat.
They can see it, okay. They can smell it.
The chariot of fire went to another castle floating in the clouds, a banquet table. People came in, a fork in the right hand, a spoon in the left hand. Their elbows wouldn't bend. As he watched, they began to feed each other. This is heaven. The people have made it heaven by acts of hesed. The man went back to the judge, who asked him, "Do you want to choose heaven or hell?" He goes, "I choose hell. I will make it heaven by teaching people to do hesed, by feeding each other." Is that not the coolest story?
Dave read that to me because we were getting ready. I'm like, it's so surprising.
Yeah, that's Hasidic Judaism. You know, it's Judaism based on hesed. And I actually asked a rabbi in Jerusalem one time, I said, "Do you call yourself hesed because you do acts of hesed?" He goes, "Oh no, we call ourselves Hasids because we trust God's hesed." It's all about, it's not us doing hesed, we look to God's hesed. It's really bottomless once you start looking at the scripture. There are so many references and so many examples of it.
Well, we're listening to an interview we did with Michael Card about this concept of hesed. And I loved when he said, hesed is when the person who owes me nothing gives me everything.
It's grace. It's uncanny. It's unheard of.
I mean, the way he said that, I remember sitting there just going, oh my goodness, that is so profound. And it's truly amazing when you take that idea and apply it to marriage, which we did in The Art of Marriage. The new Art of Marriage, which you can get right now, has a whole session on hesed love in marriage, and you do not want to miss that one. So go to familylifetoday.com and order it.
Okay, let's get back to Michael Card talking more about the power of hesed in marriage. This is really good stuff.
Yep.
And Jesus' definition of is my favorite in Luke 6. One of the major translations of hesed is kind, the word kind. Jesus says that God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Who would have ever thought that?
Right.
Right? But that's Jesus' definition of hesed. And I'm really glad because I'm ungrateful and wicked, but God shows me his hesed. Why? Because he shows hesed to thousands, like he told Moses. Mm. So it really becomes this key to understanding Christianity, to understanding who Jesus is, to understanding what you're supposed to do with your life. We're supposed to do acts of hesed. You don't wait for somebody to deserve something.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
It goes so contrary to our culture.
Absolutely.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, well, it's the gospel. You know, we're his enemies. It's not like he waited for us to convert and then he forgives us.
Right.
He gives us his forgiveness. It's there. Now, you know, he dies for the sins of everybody, whether people accept him or not. In fact, I tell people, you don't go to hell because of your sin. You go to hell for not accepting the forgiveness of your sin. I mean, Jesus absorbed all that.
Yeah.
It was the ultimate act of hesed.
Mm.
So that's why, I mean, hesed is kind of the key for understanding who Jesus is.
Now, as you wrote about, in trying to live that out in your own life, one of the things I found fascinating, and you write songs about this as well, is you said, I want a bridge from white to black. I want a bridge from people like me, people different like me.
Yeah.
Where did that come from, and how did that play out?
Again, I think reconciliation, that movement comes out of this. You don't wait till somebody earns it. You don't do a prison ministry and say, well, as soon as you clean your alcoholism up or your drug addiction, then we'll talk. That's kind of the world's value system. You'll earn my help. That's not how it works. In fact, it's your neediness. I think it's our neediness that attracts God and Christ to us. He loves us. It's not on the basis of anything we can do or have ever done. He loves us because he's a God of hesed. And he's kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. I guess that's the gospel.
And we have a hard time thinking we're the ungrateful and the wicked.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Well, I want to earn it.
Yeah.
Right? I want to do good works.
Right.
So God will like me. Was it Brennan Manning said, God loves each one of us as if that we were the only ones to love. He loves you as you are and not as you should be, because nobody is as they should be.
I'm thinking we have a hard time as believers doing that in our culture. We have a hard time doing that in our homes.
Oh, absolutely.
In our marriages, with our kids that have turned their backs on us.
Yeah.
How do you apply it to your marriage and to your home? And how would you encourage other people to do that?
I think when you do hear about hesed, you resonate, something in you resonates. Because this is what we were created for.
Right.
We're creating God's image. And
we long for it.
Yeah, so when you are shown hesed or when you find out about it, there's something in you that a switch that gets flipped. And I think especially with children, if you show your children, because what's everybody going to tell you? Well, they're going to take advantage. If you show hesed, they're just going to take it.
Yeah.
I guess certainly there are probably kids who would and spouses who would, but God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. If I can't kind of incarnate that in my marriage, I think that's what marriage does, is incarnates hesed. You don't love somebody because they earned it, right? Or they did something for you, or I don't know. But I do think it's the key to marriage. If you show hesed, even if one of you don't both have to do it. Hmm. If just one person shows hesed, I think a marriage is going to be successful.
Me too. Well, talk to that person that's listening. They're like, no, it's not. I've been trying to do that.
Yeah. Well, if you've been trying to do it and expecting the other person to change, that's not hesed. No, that's not hesed. No, you love them the way God loves you. You show them the forgiveness that God shows you. But I do think that's what can transform the most hard-hearted person.
Mm. Is that how it worked out in your home? I mean, you're on the road.
Well, I think maybe part of the reason I resonate with this is that my wife did show me hesed.
Wow.
My mentor, he talked my wife into marrying me. She didn't want to marry me. She went to our church. I would take walks with him and waste enormous amounts of his time complaining at Susan, my wife, you know, she won't go out with me. She said, what can I do, Dr. Lane? And so he sits down with her and big eyebrows. Susan, you need to know, Michael really loves you. And Susan goes, I just don't love him. And Bill, this is what got me and my wife. Bill said, of all the men you've known, who have you trusted? And she said, well, I trust Mike. And here's the line. He said, it's more important to say I trust you than to say I love you.
Mm.
Now, it still took me like 3 years. But that changed. You know, I'm doggedly like pursuing her. But that changed her sort of direction. And it is true. I mean, love kind of comes and goes.
Totally.
But if you break trust, it's very hard to reestablish trust.
I'm thinking all the moms right now, like, as their kids are dating.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you don't see that's true?
Yes.
It's much more important to say, I trust you, than to say, I love you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, even with Jesus, I mean, when I'm praying, a lot of times, I say, I do love him, obviously, but I trust him.
I trust him.
Yeah.
And you can't trust somebody without knowing their character.
Yeah.
You have to know that.
That's good.
She had already seen that in you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she knew she was saved. She just wasn't particularly attracted to me. I don't know why I had a beard like this long. And, you know, I was still a Bible nerd and that kind of thing. But so I don't know what her problem was. And she was a babe, is a babe, still is a babe. She's an incredible mom. And she's a marvelous grandmother. You know, it's funny when you see your wife, you know, you love somebody and you marry them. Okay. But then you see, a woman raising children, and it just gives you a whole other level of appreciation and love for them, because it's this selfless, thing. And then, now to see her with the grandkids, I have this whole new appreciation. So I think an appreciation for Hesed is one of the things that I see in my wife. She's not looking for payback. She's very selfless.
When our spouse does something that we feel like, I don't deserve that. Or I was mean or whatever, but they repay you with kindness. It's the most humbling, convicting.
Yeah.
It makes you want to be on your face.
Yeah.
It makes you look up like it's unworldly. It's Hesed.
Well, that's what's so unique about Hesed. It's kindness and it's love and it's mercy and it's great. It's this big, huge range of meaning. But when it comes into marriage, and sometimes you'll hear marriage counselors and it kind of sounds so... The advice sounds so thin
and
kind of contrived, But no, when you start talking Hesed, especially when you, let's begin with the Hesed that was shown to us by God through Jesus. Okay, if you take that kind of sacrificial love, kindness, loyalty into marriage, again, I think it can work if only one person does it, but it's awesome if two people do.
Let's talk to the person who hears that and like, I want to do that. I've tried to do that. I can't do it long term.
You can't. You go to Jesus. I mean, you have to be the transformation. It's dying to yourself and picking up the cross and following him.
I don't think
there's any other way we get it.
Me too.
Because we receive it from him. That goes all the way back to God revealing himself to Moses. He says, I'm full of Hesed, and I show Hesed to 1,000 generations. Mm-hmm. Now, so don't give me this angry Old Testament God business. The God of the Hebrew Bible is still a God of Hesed. You see the compassion that he pours out. I mean, you could go right through the Hosea is basically a novel of Hesed. Mm-hmm. The prophets are extending, they're offering Hesed. Sure, they say that God's angry and you need to repent and come back. Absolutely. But the reason God is making the offer is he's a God of Hesed. He's going to forgive you. All you got to do is turn around and come back. Paul talks about it some. Paul usually talks in terms of kindness. It's God's kindness that leads us to redemption.
Yeah.
It's his Hesed that leads us to redemption. You realize that he's full of Hesed. He shows it to 1,000 generations. Who doesn't want to have a relationship with that God?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just listening to this makes me emotional again. God, the one who owes me nothing, gives me everything. That is amazing.
Yeah, I just got to say, I've experienced this firsthand from God, but in our marriage from you have done that with me.
It's so sweet. And you have done that with me too,
not
Dave.
Like you've done it with me, and definitely not perfectly, but I tell you what, for the listener right now who just feels like maybe they've never experienced this in their marriage or family, let me just say today could be the day to take a step toward it.
I would agree with that. So just take a moment right now before God. Read about his Hesed love, maybe in Exodus 34 or Hosea 6:6, and taste and see that the Lord is good to you today.
That'd be a great moment of reflection. Don't do it quickly. Hit the pause button, slow down, and absolutely take some time to sit in the Hesed love of God.
In fact, I'm just going to read Exodus 34, starting in verse 6. It says, the Lord passed before him, that's Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin.
I mean, you hear that, and it just gives you, it's like a glimpse of the Hesed, resilient, covenant, never-ending love and grace of God. I mean, that's worth sitting, reading over and over, memorizing, meditating on, and saying, you are the recipient of that kind of love.
And let me just add, as you take some time to reflect, think about that. God is merciful and gracious. He's slow to anger. He's abounding in steadfast love for you, and he's faithful to you. And he forgives everything. I mean, that's just insane, crazy kind of love.
I mean, we know no human that can do that. Only God can love with Hesed love. Hit the pause button, slow down, and absolutely take some time to sit in the Hesed love of God. And here's another action step that you could do in community, or especially with your spouse, is get the new Art of Marriage. That's session one, is about the Hesed love of God applied in your marriage. And it's a key part of the teaching, and you'll learn about it. Doing it with your spouse or with other couples will literally change your marriage.
And then join us again tomorrow as we conclude our conversation with Michael Card.
I'm Shelby Abbott, and you've been listening to David Ann Wilson with Michael Card on Family Life Today. It's great stuff today, and Michael Card has actually written a book called Inexpressible, Hesed and the Mystery of God's Loving Kindness. So if you're new to this whole concept and you're just hearing about it for the first time today, this would be a great book to pick up to dive deeper and learn more about God's Hesed love for you and how that can change all the relationships in your life. You can get your copy right now by going online to familylifetoday.com, or you can find it in our show notes. Or give us a call at 800-358-6329. Again, that number is 800-F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. And just like Dave mentioned earlier, the Art of Marriage is something that Family Life offers to you to really transform your relationship with your spouse. The Art of Marriage is a video series that provides opportunity for you to not only dive deeper with God, but also take what you've learned in your relationship with God as you've grown deeper to Him and turn that toward your spouse in a way that will transform your relationship forever. And as Dave mentioned, session one is all about unpacking the Hesed love of God and really how we can mirror Christ's unconditional love for our spouse, even when it seems impossible, because sometimes I know it can seem impossible. So whether you're looking for fresh small group material or planning your church's next big event, Art of Marriage is designed to inspire and transform marriages. So you can learn more and preview session one at artofmarriage.com or find more details in the show notes. Now, tomorrow, Michael Card is back with David Ann Wilson as they talk about and unpack the concept of forgiveness and embodying divine love. That's coming up tomorrow. We hope you'll join us.
Wait. Before we end, we've got a question for you. Where are you listening from?
And you know that we're from Detroit.
The Motor City.
Shelby's in the Philly area. And our Family Life Today headquarters are in Orlando.
So we're coming to you guys from all over the country, but what about you? We would love to know if you are in one of those areas or where else you consider home.
Text FLT plus where you're listening from to 80542 to let us know. So again, you're going to text FLT plus where you're listening from to 80542.
On behalf of David Ann Wilson, I'm Shelby Abbott. We'll see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a donor-supported production of Family Life, a Crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.